This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Sikkim and the entire Northeast are emerging as a shining chapter in India's progress. Addressing the Sikkim at 50 event virtually today, the Prime Minister asserted that the centre is fully supporting Sikkim in its growth. He said that Sikkim is to be the global tourist destination. Reaffirming his inclusive development agenda, the Prime Minister said, in 2014, we gave the slogan of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. He said, it is necessary to develop a balanced development of every state and region of the nation to make India Viksit. Mr. Modi said, every state and region of India has its own speciality and therefore our government has brought the Northeast to the center of development.
2014, सरकार में आने के बाद मैंने कहा था सबका साथ सबका विकास भारत को विकसित बनाने के लिए देश का संतुलित विकास बहुत जरूरी है भारत के हर राज्य हर क्षेत्र की अपनी एक खासियत है इसी भावना के तहत बीते दशक में हमारी सरकार नॉर्थ ईस्ट को विकास के केंद्र में लाई है हमें एक्ट ईस्ट के संकल्प पर
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Make in India is an essential component in national security and has played a key role in India's effective action against terrorism during Operation Sindoor. Addressing the CII Annual Business Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said that India has redesigned and redefined both its strategic and response against terrorism. The Defense Minister made it clear that now, whenever there will be talks with Pakistan, it will be only on terrorism and POK. Indian Air Force Chief, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has emphasized that new technology is being introduced in a big way in India's warfare as the character of war is changing. Addressing the CII summit in New Delhi, the IAF chief said that Operation Sindoor has given a clear idea of where India is headed and what it needs in future. Speaking at the same event, Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, has said that the character of warfare has changed rapidly and continues to do so. In Arunachal Pradesh, State's Agriculture and Allied Minister Gabriel Devangsu launched the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan campaign in the state during a formal function in Itanagar today. On the occasion, he also flagged off the Krishi Rath, which will travel across the state to reach farming communities. Speaking to the media after the event, Mr. Wangsu said that as part of the campaign, agricultural scientists from Krishi Vigyan Kendras and officials from the agriculture and allied departments will visit remote villages across the state. He said the aim is to engage with farmers through interaction programs, spreading awareness about modern agricultural technologies and scientific farming practices.
Honorable Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan ji isko udghatan kiya hai. This is a national program aur ye jan andolan hoga aur jiske dauran hamara jo bhi hai sarkari jo hamara scientist hai KVKS ke ICR ke iske alawa jo bhi agriculture aur allied subjects ke jitna bhi hamara officers hai ye log gaon gaon jayenge aur hum gaon ke jitna bhi hamare kisan bhai hai इनसे कनेक्ट करेंगे और एक प्रकार से जो हमारा गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया का जो भी स्कीम से स्टेट गवर्नमेंट का जो भी स्कीम से इसके बारे में इनको जानकारी प्रदान करेंगे
He further informed that farmers will also be educated about various central and state government schemes from which they can avail multiple benefits. Mr. Wangsu urged the farming community of the state to actively participate in the campaign and make the most of the opportunities. The Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan is a nationwide initiative aimed at enhancing agricultural productivity, promoting sustainable farming methods and ensuring that government support reaches the grassroots level. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri led the Indian delegation along with Deputy NSA Pawan Kumar Kapoor for the inter-agency discussions on the India-US Compact for the 21st century. The discussions at the White House in Washington focused on implementing the trust initiative, taking forward cooperation in the defense and energy domains and strengthening the Quad, IMEEC and I2U2 initiative. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the 7 multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visit abroad. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.